Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Hannah.
So you are from Wisconsin.
I am from Milwaukee, which is a part of Wisconsin. So yes, I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay. So Wisconsin is the dairy capital of the world, right? That's my understanding.
Yes, it is. Okay. Cheese everywhere. Cows everywhere.
So all of the cheese, the ice cream, it's because there are cows everywhere in Wisconsin, right?
Oh my God, we have so many cows. It's like, it's absurd. And this, again, not within Milwaukee, but if you drive anywhere outside of Milwaukee, there's a very distinct prairie farm. It's a cow. You're smelling cows. So there's a distinct smell you cannot escape.
Lots of cows mean lots of milk, mean lots of people who eat ice cream like it's going out of style.
Where are we going with this, lady?
Well, what if I told you that New Hampshire, a state with very few cows per capita and way fewer cows than Wisconsin, might just rank among the big guys when it comes to ice cream consumption?
No, I don't believe that. Not possible.
Yes, I was curious about the high percentage of consumption of ice cream in our state.
That's listener Erica Rydberg. She wrote in with an Only in New Hampshire question based on the premise that New Hampshire eats a lot of ice cream compared to other states.
How'd she go about figuring that out?
I did some Googling to figure this out because I was having some kind of conversation with my boyfriend who's from New York State about general consumption. And I said, I swear New England is one of the highest consumers in general, but by state, I'm pretty sure that New Hampshire is one of the highest. So I think I found an infographic online that shows sort of in scoops how much each of the highest consuming states consumes of ice cream. And New Hampshire came up as one of those top scoop states.
Settling a bet with her boo. Okay. Okay. I like this. Anyways, so this question remains, how did New Hampshire end up such a major ice cream force of a state?
Okay, so naturally, I put our best guys on it. The group's initial theory here at the station was that the scoops themselves are bigger in New Hampshire.
We're going to get ice cream.
Oh my God,
do you want to come?
The NPR car.
Do you want to come get an ice cream?
All right, Sullivan Farms in Tingsboro, Massachusetts. It's very lovely here.
Village Scoop Ice Cream in York, Maine.
I don't think I've ever been in the Granite State.
I went here a lot as a kid. I used to always get anise bears. They had licorice bears.
I'm going to get a small coffee in a sugar cone.
Okay. I'm going to get a small green monster in a cake cone.
Yeah, I'll have a baby burgundy chip, please.
I think we're going to do a mint chocolate chip small in a sugar cone. Yeah.
I will get a black raspberry chip, small, please, in a sugar cone.
First time I came here, ordered a medium, and I got the, like, are you sure lecture.
This is the largest small I've ever seen.
Oh, God. This is thrice as large.
I don't know how you could eat this whole thing before it all melts.
10-centimeter cone, 6-centimeter ice cream, and 6-centimeter width. This is unscientific. For journalism.
Sounds very scientific.
It was extremely scientific, yes, Jimmy.
So does New Hampshire have the biggest scoops?
Okay, so based on the giant sample size of three visits to three ice cream places, no, it does not. Massachusetts actually won that by a landslide.
Sounds like you may need an expert or something.
Yeah, so I called the IDFA.
IDFA.
My name is Audra Cruzy, and I am the communications manager at the International Dairy Foods Association here in Washington, D.C.
There's an International Dairy Foods Association?
Of course, Jimmy.
So the data that we actually have is from last year in 2017. We asked our ice cream maker members, as well as members of the National Retailers Association for Ice Cream, which is Scoop Shop owners, and they told us that the New England region, which includes New Hampshire, actually came in sixth place out of eight U.S. areas in the ranking of most successful ice cream regions.
So it sounds like New Hampshire might not be as ice cream crazy as we thought. So who came out on top?
The Great Lakes region actually took top spot in that. And that makes sense because there's a lot of dairy production going on there.
Great Lakes. Yeah, baby. Wisconsin.
Okay, so that's true. Ice cream manufacturers and scoop shops rank the Great Lakes region as the cream de la cream, if you will, of ice cream eating.
Take that, not Wisconsin.
However, Audra Cruzy wanted to make it clear, ice cream is not a regional thing, it's an American thing.
This has been something that is a historic part of the American culture, especially celebrating in the summer. In 1984, President Ronald Reagan actually recognized this American pastime and designated July as National Ice Cream Month.
National Ice Cream Month? That is the only excuse I need to eat ice cream for every meal.
Yeah. Also, the third Sunday of July is National Ice Cream Day.
Ooh.
And I'm pretty sure that that means you can eat as much ice cream as you want without getting a stomachache.
That's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so back to Erica's question. Even though the International Dairy Foods Association survey got different results, I did find a couple of mentions of New Hampshire being in the top 10 of states that scream for ice cream, including that infographic where Erica got her information, which seems pretty legit. So I'm not ruling it out.
Okay, so are there any theories to maybe why we eat so much ice cream here?
So according to Yelp, we have the second highest number of ice cream shops per capita. That and our warm weather seasons are so short, I think maybe there's a possibility that the whole region just goes ice cream crazy during the summer.
And then there's the fact that we eat so much here at the station.
I think that probably skews the numbers a little, yeah.
Yeah, well, I feel like there's only one thing left to do then.
Okay, what's that?
I mean, we have to reward all this hard work with, you know, more ice cream.
You're a genius, Jimmy.
Thank you, thank you.
Let's go.